RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
24 minutes to nine, and Des is back with the sports news.
Yeah, morning on you. Big night in the Champions League last night when Manchester City made it through to the semi-finals, but Liverpool were knocked out, so it's going to be a season without trophies for Liverpool. For City, they got goals from Phil Foden and Riyad Mahrez, and saw them win 2-1 in Germany against Borussia Dortmund. City progressed 4-2 in aggregate. They will now face Paris Saint-Germain in a mouth-watering title one to eagerly look forward to. It's only the second time the City have reached the semi-final, so it was a source of great relief for their manager Pep Guardiola.
Incredible, happy, honest for this club, for this organization, for our chairman, for our players, of course, our fans, for everyone. So it's the second time you get the semi-final. It's not magistery in our club here, but we start to build it, and we were brilliant, except the first 10 minutes that they were good. And the last 30 minutes and the second half, we were so good. So, yeah, incredible, happy to be in semi-final. The best four teams in Europe against big, strong teams. And we're going to try, arrive good, and try to play a good game.
Meanwhile, Liverpool were held to a nil-all draw by Real Madrid at Anfield. So Real win 3-1 overall. And that sets up a semi-final meeting for them with Chelsea. Liverpool did create a host of chances, but they couldn't convert them. Here's their manager, Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, look, it's like you always need these key moments. The performance in general was good. That was much better. So we didn't lose the tie tonight. We lost it definitely in Madrid. But even if we play there 0-0, we would probably now still play because we didn't score. And it was uncomfortable for Madrid. Definitely, we were good. We were aggressive. We played some really good stuff and had obviously massive chances in the beginning. You use one, so it's hypothetical, I know that, but you use one of them, and the knot for us just opens up. You can go, it feels different. They had already struggles that would have increased that, but how is that? If and when, not really interesting, because we didn't score, and so it got more and more difficult. And then with the experience of Real Madrid, they played it down, the time down, and so that's how it is.
Lots more European action tonight in the Europa League. Manchester United have a 2-0 lead going into their home tie with Granada. Arsenal go to Slavia Prague level at 1-1. Roma lead Ajax 2-1, and Villarreal have a 1-0 advantage over Dinamo Zagreb. It's interesting, by the way, that Manchester United have changed the colour of the banners covering the seats at Old Trafford from red to black in an effort to win more home games. Almost 25 years to the day since former manager Alex Ferguson ordered his players to change their grey shirts at half time in a match against Southampton because he felt they were struggling to pick each other out in the dull grey shirts. Do you remember that? Yeah. Well, Solskjaer feels that the red background might be a problem, so they're changing it to black. The figures suggest their home form isn't as good. They've won 13 and lost 6 of their 24 home games. In contrast, away from home, they've won 17 and only lost 3 times in 26 matches. We'll see. Rugby, and Saturday's Women's Six Nations game between Ireland and France and Donnybrook definitely goes ahead after concerns about COVID restrictions were resolved yesterday. The Irish team will be named at lunchtime. Michael Corcoran has been talking to winger Lauren Delaney about the confidence they showed in their big win over Wales last weekend.
Yeah, really confident performance. A long old wait, a long 6 months since our last game at the end of last year. And for some of the girls, an even longer wait of 12 months. So there was a big anticipation and a lot of focus on us and on our game plan, and not too much on Wales, just about our performance in particular. And yeah, it kind of showed on the pitch a really confident performance, and we really put into practice a lot of what we've been focusing on over the last few months. 20 or 21 camps, I think we've had, which is more than we've ever had as a squad in kind of a 6 to 12 month period. So I think it really showed out there on the pitch in terms of our cohesiveness and certainly some of our plays, and in terms of how we retained the ball as well and built up a number of phases. So yeah, really confidence and confident performance, but definitely a good few areas that we can still improve on.
And when you look at the back line and the composition of the back line, you'd make a fantastic relay team. There's such speed like between everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you look at the squad we have, we've got a huge range of not only ages, but players in the 15s and the 7s as well. And we do have a good range of speedsters on the team, whether you're looking at your Bavin Parsons or on the broader squad, your Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe from the sevens as well. And then you've got a few more ball players like the likes of Emer Considine as well. I think it's a really exciting time to be in that back three. And again, you've got the likes of Sene and Hannah Tyrrell in your half backs as well. So it's an exciting time. I think we can really bring it to France next week. And I think we can put an even better performance out there in comparison to last week.
That's Lauren Delaney in the Ireland-France game live on RT Radio and Television on Saturday afternoon. In golf, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow have both started well in the Lotto event in Hawaii. Meadow is in seventh place, three shots off the lead on 5 under par. Leona Maguire on 4 under. Meanwhile, Shane Lowry will be hoping to maintain his Masters momentum when he tees off in the Heritage event at Hilton Head this evening. Graham McDowell also in the lineup. In racing, the feature race at Newmarket today is the Craven Stakes, where Aidan O'Brien saddles Khartoum and Sandhurst. And racing at home is in Limerick, where the first race is at 1:55.